Let's head up to Bullockshire now. Travis Fitzgibbon. Travis, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Happy Valentine's Day.
And to you too, my dear. To you too, mate. Yeah. Now, I know you're doing it under sufferance today because you're not feeling very well, so we really appreciate that. I'm just having a look around to see if I can find any sympathy. No. No, sorry, mate.
Damn it. On this important day as well.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's talk about the Small Towns Big Different Grants program. That's ramping up now.
Yeah, it is. So we've got our all the big sessions this week, so people can come along and find out more about these at our information sessions. So the program focuses on building community capacity, social inclusion and community pride, and improves the lifestyle and access to community services. So it's looking to fund those smaller things that sometimes find it hard to get funded, and it's $120,000 fund for right across Bullockshire, Robbo, so plenty of money available to community groups, funded between Council, the Mallee Regional Partnership, Charlton Donald Community Banks and the Bendigo and Adelaide Bank. So six sessions starting this week at Birchip on Tuesday between 12 and 1:30 at the Leisure Centre. Wednesday we can get across to Charlton between 5 and 6:30 at Charlton Park. Thursday in Donald at the Donald Hall. That's between midday and 1:30. Also tomorrow, as I run through these alphabetically rather than chronologically, is the Sea Lake session. It's happening at the Senior Citizens Building between 5 and 6:30. And on Wednesday, we're in Witchy Proof from midday to 1:30 at the Witchy Proof Hall. There's an online session too for those that are interested who can't get to one of those sessions near them. Next Monday, running between 6 and 7 o'clock, and you can find all those details on our website. I'll give our customer service team a call on 1300 520 520.
Fantastic. Now, we're all used to getting the odd phone call where our computer has broken down and we need to have it fixed, or that the FBI are after us because the drug shipments come in or something like that. But if you get a call asking you about the satisfaction survey in the Bullockshire area, it is Ridgy Didge.
It is, and it's a company called National Field Services that are conducting this research on behalf of council. So all 79 LGAs do this every year, and it helps give the state government and the community a really good idea of how we're tracking against what we said we'd do in our council plan. So the 2022 version, they're making the calls now. So if you do get a call from National Field Services, as you say, or Ridgy Didge, they'll be calling through until early March, and you know, we'd really take the appreciate your time to just take the time and provide that valuable feedback, and everything that you do tell the person on the other end of the phone is absolutely controversial, and only the overall results are shared with council.
Yeah, I think you meant confidential, not controversial.
Well.
there might be a few controversial ones in there as well, but...
well, there always is. There always is.
All righty. And the streetscape update on Birchip and Witchy Proof, how's that all going?
Yeah, so they're going really well. All five of our major towns are undergoing streetscape works, and Birchip was the first one to kick off nearly 2 years ago now, and it's getting very close to the end with the rolling out of turf, and you'll see some pots being installed and things like that. So that's hopeful of being wrapped up by the end of this month. Witchy Proof, the footpath works are underway, and the area outside the very popular bakery on Broadway will be finished this week, and they'll hunt along up outside our shire offices, so that's what they're up to in Witchy Proof. Would mention too that Sea Lake's set to get underway before the end of the month as well. So council will be making contact with the community and the business owners that might find a little bit of disruption to normal activities to make sure that that's as smooth as possible. And of course, we would remind our community to take care whenever they're working their way through the roadworks and pedestrian works.
Yes, indeed. All right, mate. Well, listen, thank you for working under sufferance this morning. While we were talking, I just sort of looked up and listened to your symptoms and your voice, and in the dictionary it said it's described as feeling shizen. So
yes.
So back to bed, and thank you very much for talking to us, Travis.
Good on you, Robert. Have a great week.
You too. All the best. Travis Fitzgibbon, Bullockshire. Hey, still doing it, even though he's off his sick bed to do so. Appreciate that.